Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Región de Murcia. Pruebas específicas de certificación. Inglés. Nivel B2. Convocatoria Extraordinaria 2022. Comprensión de textos orales.
Task 1. Listen to a journalist talking about how China is using artificial intelligence in classrooms. Decide which 7 of the statements below, A to N, are true, according to the recording. The first item is an example. Write the corresponding letters, A to N, on the answer sheet, in spaces 1 to 7. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 2 minutes to read the task.
Teachers at this primary school in China know exactly when someone isn't paying attention. These headbands measure each student's level of concentration. The information is then directly sent to the teacher's computer and to parents. China has big plans to become a global leader in artificial intelligence. It has enabled a cashless economy where people make purchases with their faces. A giant network of surveillance cameras with facial recognition helps police monitor citizens. Meanwhile, some schools offer glimpses of what the future of high-tech education in the country might look like.
Good job!
Classrooms have robots that analyze students' health and engagement levels. Students wear uniforms with chips that track their locations. There are even surveillance cameras that monitor how often students check their phones or yawn during classes. These gadgets have alarmed Chinese netizens. But schools say it wasn't hard for them getting parental consent to enroll kids into what is one of the world's largest experiments in AI education. A program that's supposed to boost students' grades while also feeding powerful algorithms. The government has poured billions of dollars into the project, bringing together tech giants, startups, and schools. We got exclusive access to a primary school a few hours outside of Shanghai. To see firsthand how AI tech is being used in the classroom. For this fifth grade class, the day begins with putting on a brainwave sensing gadget. Students then practice meditating. The device is made in China and has 3 electrodes, 2 behind the ears and 1 on the forehead. These sensors pick up electrical signals sent by neurons in the brain. The neural data is then sent in real time to the teacher's computer. So while students are solving math problems, a teacher can quickly find out who's paying attention and who's not. A report is then generated that shows how well the class was paying attention. It even details each student's concentration level at 10-minute intervals. It's then sent to a chat group for parents. The reports are detailed, but whether these devices really work and what they exactly measure isn't as clear. We were curious if the headbands could actually measure concentration, so one of our reporters tried on the device.
This is a new technology with still fairly little research behind it.
Despite the chances for false readings, teachers told us the headbands have forced students to become more disciplined. Teachers say the students now pay better attention during class, and that has made them study harder and achieve higher scores. Experts and citizens alike are sounding alarms about various aspects of the country's huge push into artificial intelligence. These classrooms are laboratories for future generations. And while these new tools may potentially help some 200 million students raise their grades, just how this all works out won't be apparent until they become adult citizens. Teachers at this primary school in China know exactly when someone isn't paying attention. These headbands measure each student's level of concentration. The information is then directly sent to the teacher's computer and to parents. China has big plans to become a global leader in artificial intelligence. It has enabled a cashless economy where people make purchases with their faces. A giant network of surveillance cameras with facial recognition helps police monitor citizens. Meanwhile, some schools offer glimpses of what the future of high-tech education in the country might look like.
Good job!
Classrooms have robots that analyze students' health and engagement levels. Students wear uniforms with chips that track their locations. There are even surveillance cameras that monitor how often students check their phones or yawn during classes. These gadgets have alarmed Chinese netizens. But schools say it wasn't hard for them getting parental consent to enroll kids into what is one of the world's largest experiments in AI education. A program that's supposed to boost students' grades while also feeding powerful algorithms. The government has poured billions of dollars into the project, bringing together tech giants, startups, and schools. We got exclusive access to a primary school a few hours outside of Shanghai. To see firsthand how AI tech is being used in the classroom. For this fifth grade class, the day begins with putting on a brainwave sensing gadget. Students then practice meditating. The device is made in China and has three electrodes, two behind the ears and one on the forehead. These sensors pick up electrical signals sent by neurons in the brain. The neural data is then sent in real time to the teacher's computer. So while students are solving math problems, a teacher can quickly find out who's paying attention and who's not. A report is then generated that shows how well the class was paying attention. It even details each student's concentration level at 10-minute intervals. It's then sent to a chat group for parents. The reports are detailed, but whether these devices really work and what they exactly measure isn't as clear. We were curious if the headbands could actually measure concentration, so one of our reporters tried on the device.
this is a new technology with still fairly little research behind it.
Despite the chances for false readings, teachers told us the headbands have forced students to become more disciplined. Teachers say the students now pay better attention during class, and that has made them study harder and achieve higher scores. Experts and citizens alike are sounding alarms about various aspects of the country's huge push into artificial intelligence. These classrooms are laboratories for future generations. And while these new tools may potentially help some 200 million students raise their grades, just how this all works out won't be apparent until they become adult citizens.
Task 2. Listen to some tips to increase your confidence. Complete the gaps with one suitable word from the recording. The first item is an example. Write your answers on the answer sheet, in spaces 8 to 16. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 2 minutes to read the task.
When faced with a big challenge where potential failure seems to lurk at every corner, maybe you've heard this advice before. Be more confident. And most likely, this is what you think when you hear it. If only it were that simple. But what is confidence? Take the belief that you are valuable, worthwhile, and capable, also known as self-esteem. Add in the optimism that comes when you are certain of your abilities, and then empowered by these, act courageously to face a challenge head on. This is confidence. It turns thoughts into action. Tip 1, a quick fix. There are a few tricks that can give you an immediate confidence boost in the short term. Picture your success when you're beginning a difficult task. Something as simple as listening to music with deep bass. It can promote feelings of power. You can even strike a powerful pose or give yourself a pep talk. Tip 2. Believe in your ability to improve. If you're looking for a long-term change, consider the way you think about your abilities and talents. Do you think they are fixed at birth, or that they can be developed, like a muscle? These beliefs matter because they can influence how you act when you're faced with setbacks. If you have a fixed mindset, meaning that you think your talents are locked in place, you might give up, assuming you've discovered something you're not very good at. But if you have a growth mindset and think your abilities can improve, a challenge is an opportunity to learn and grow. Neuroscience supports the growth mindset. The connections in your brain do get stronger and grow with study and practice. It also turns out, on average, people who have a growth mindset are more successful, getting better grades, and doing better in the face of challenges. Tip 3, practice failure. Face it, you're going to fail sometimes. Everyone does. J.K. Rowling was rejected by 12 different publishers before one picked up Harry Potter. The Wright brothers built on history's failed attempts at flight, including some of their own, before designing a successful airplane. Studies show that those who fail regularly and keep trying anyway are better equipped to respond to challenges and setbacks in a constructive way. They learn how to try different strategies, ask others for advice, and persevere. So, think of a challenge you want to take on. Realize it's not going to be easy. Accept that you'll make mistakes, and be kind to yourself when you do. Give yourself a pep talk, stand up, and go for it. The excitement you'll feel, knowing that whatever the result, you'll have gained greater knowledge and understanding. This is confidence. When faced with a big challenge where potential failure seems to lurk at every corner, maybe you've heard this advice before. Be more confident. And most likely, this is what you think when you hear it. If only it were that simple. But what is confidence? Take the belief that you are valuable, worthwhile, and capable, also known as self-esteem. Add in the optimism that comes when you are certain of your abilities, and then empowered by these, act courageously to face a challenge head on. This is confidence. It turns thoughts into action. Tip 1, a quick fix. There are a few tricks that can give you an immediate confidence boost in the short term. Picture your success when you're beginning a difficult task. Something as simple as listening to music with deep bass. It can promote feelings of power. You can even strike a powerful pose or give yourself a pep talk. Tip 2. Believe in your ability to improve. If you're looking for a long-term change, consider the way you think about your abilities and talents. Do you think they are fixed at birth, or that they can be developed, like a muscle? These beliefs matter because they can influence how you act when you're faced with setbacks. If you have a fixed mindset, meaning that you think your talents are locked in place, you might give up, assuming you've discovered something you're not very good at. But if you have a growth mindset and think your abilities can improve, A challenge is an opportunity to learn and grow. Neuroscience supports the growth mindset. The connections in your brain do get stronger and grow with study and practice. It also turns out, on average, people who have a growth mindset are more successful, getting better grades, and doing better in the face of challenges. Tip 3, practice failure. Face it, you're going to fail sometimes. Everyone does. J.K. Rowling was rejected by 12 different publishers before one picked up Harry Potter. The Wright brothers built on history's failed attempts at flight, including some of their own, before designing a successful airplane. Studies show that those who fail regularly and keep trying anyway are better equipped to respond to challenges and setbacks in a constructive way. They learn how to try different strategies, ask others for advice, and persevere. So, think of a challenge you want to take on. Realize it's not going to be easy. Accept that you'll make mistakes, and be kind to yourself when you do. Give yourself a pep talk, stand up, and go for it. The excitement you'll feel, knowing that whatever the result, you'll have gained greater knowledge and understanding. This is confidence.
Task 3. Listen to someone talking about education in Finland. Choose the best option, A, B or C, according to the recording. The first item is an example. Write the corresponding letters, A, B or C, on the answer sheet, in spaces 17 to 26. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 2 minutes to read the task.
Finnish people place great value on education. Equal opportunities, professional teachers, and a student-centered approach lie at the heart of learning. The school network is regionally extensive. Basic education is completely free of charge, including instruction, school materials, school meals, healthcare, dental care, commuting, special needs education, and remedial teaching. The gap between the top and bottom performing schools in Finland is one of the narrowest in the world. Academically qualified professional teachers at all levels of education support and encourage students to succeed in school. Teachers are required to have a master's degree, including pedagogical studies and teaching practice. Since the teaching profession is very popular in Finland, universities can select the most motivated and talented applicants. Teachers are highly respected professionals, work independently, and enjoy professional autonomy. The education system is flexible, and its administration is strongly based on school autonomy and support. Centralized steering takes place by means of objectives specified in legislation, and by means of the national core curriculum. Local authorities are responsible for organizing and implementing education and the national objectives. Beyond that, schools and teachers have wide autonomy in how they provide instruction and what its contents are. The average class size in basic education is 20 pupils, and pupils and students are given fewer hours of instruction than in other countries. Moreover, good learning outcomes are achieved at just average expense. Students take an active role in designing their own learning activities. Students work collaboratively in teams and actively engage with their teachers and their learning environment. Students are offered educational guidance in choosing their school paths in education. There are no national authorities for testing learning outcomes, nor are there any ranking lists. Evaluation of learning outcomes is based on national surveys. The aim is to produce information that helps both schools and students to develop. To secure strong support for development measures, education authorities work in close cooperation with teachers' organizations and associations and with school leadership organizations. Student performance in Finnish primary and lower secondary schools is one of the best in the world. Finnish students' proficiency in reading, mathematics and science in the international PISA assessments has ranked among the best from year to year. The PISA assessment organized by the OECD evaluates how well 15-year-olds master the skills and knowledge they will need in society and in working life, and to safeguard their development and a good quality of life. The PISA assessment evaluates students' knowledge and skills in situations that reflect ordinary, real-life experiences as closely as possible.
Finnish people place great value on education. Equal opportunities, professional teachers, and a student-centered approach lie at the heart of learning. The school network is regionally extensive. Basic education is completely free of charge, including instruction, school materials, school meals, healthcare, dental care, commuting, special needs education, and remedial teaching. The gap between the top and bottom performing schools in Finland is one of the narrowest in the world.
Academically qualified professional teachers at all levels of education support and encourage students to succeed in school. Teachers are required to have a master's degree, including pedagogical studies and teaching practice. Since the teaching profession is very popular in Finland, universities can select the most motivated and talented applicants. Teachers are highly respected professionals, work independently, and enjoy professional autonomy. The education system is flexible, and its administration is strongly based on school autonomy and support. Centralized steering takes place by means of objectives specified in legislation, and by means of the national core curriculum. Local authorities are responsible for organizing and implementing education and the national objectives. Beyond that, schools and teachers have wide autonomy in how they provide instruction and what its contents are. The average class size in basic education is 20 pupils, and pupils and students are given fewer hours of instruction than in other countries. Moreover, good learning outcomes are achieved at just average expense. Students take an active role in designing their own learning activities. Students work collaboratively in teams and actively engage with their teachers and their learning environment. Students are offered educational guidance in choosing their school paths in education. There are no national authorities for testing learning outcomes, nor are there any ranking lists. Evaluation of learning outcomes is based on national surveys. The aim is to produce information that helps both schools and students to develop. To secure strong support for development measures, education authorities work in close cooperation with teachers' organizations and associations and with school leadership organizations. Student performance in Finnish primary and lower secondary schools is one of the best in the world. Finnish students' proficiency in reading, mathematics and science in the international PISA assessments has ranked among the best from year to year. The PISA assessment organized by the OECD evaluates how well 15-year-olds master the skills and knowledge they will need in society and in working life, and to safeguard their development and a good quality of life. The PISA assessment evaluates students' knowledge and skills in situations that reflect ordinary, real-life experiences as closely as possible.
Fin de la prueba.